This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People who identify with the Asian and Asian American community in Colorado are speaking out after the mass shootings in Atlanta. Fran Campbell is president of the Asian Chamber of Commerce. She says people are feeling increasingly isolated, angry, and afraid.
It's boiling over. There's no reason for this hate. There's no reason for the anti-Asian rhetoric. Our community has had it. We're not going to tolerate it anymore without voicing our concerns.
Campbell says hate crimes and bias against Asian Americans have been increasing since the pandemic started. The Asian Chamber of Commerce is co-sponsoring an online town hall this evening to discuss solutions to the problem. Top public health officials appeared before a U.S. House subcommittee Wednesday, chaired by Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette. She asked Dr. Peter Marks of the FDA whether Americans who have been vaccinated will need extra shots against coronavirus virus variants. Here's Dr. Marks.
We'll be looking to make sure that we have continued protection against these viruses. We'll also be looking at the trials to see how long people are maintaining their immune response. So that combination will give us what we need to understand when we may need a booster.
At least four variants of COVID-19 have been identified in Colorado. In the state legislature, farm workers are asking for a minimum wage, overtime, and the ability to join labor unions. A bill sponsored by Democrats would regulate overtime hours and work breaks. Organizations representing much of Colorado's agriculture industry oppose the bill. They say it would mean financial hardship for farmers who operate on already thin margins. A new survey says about 20% of Coloradans expect to make a wager during March Madness. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The poll is from Gambling.com, a news and information site. Max Bixel, vice president at Gambling.com, says the college basketball tournament is one of the biggest betting events in the U.S.
There's really nothing like it because there's so many games.
Bixel expects Coloradans to place as much as $400 million in bets this month. He says that equates to roughly $1 million in tax revenues for the state. Sports betting became legal in Colorado last May. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.